Stephen Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to start the show today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, hit us with that bad news.
The bad news. Drug-sniffing dogs are being forced into early retirement.
Why? No. What is going on?
Because the legalization of marijuana in a lot of places. That was one of the top drugs that they used to sniff out.
And now dogs are just retiring, smoking weed? Is that what's going on?
Kicking their paws up and eating all the kibbles and bits.
Going to Hawaii?
K-420.
Drug-sniffing dogs. Police departments have undergone extensive training to sniff out narcotics, but now they're now considered a liability because their strong noses can't always be counted on being able to sniff out a particular drug. So it just used to be narcotics in general. Removing marijuana from that, it's a lot of money in order to retrain them.
I was gonna say, like, couldn't they just, like, up their nose levels or something?
See, we blame this.
Up their nose levels or something?
Yeah.
Canada.
Sniff out bombs. Plan,
Sylvia,
no,
yes.
Sniff out bombs or something.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Canada.
Up that level.
They legalized the marijuana, and now they're taking our dogs' jobs?
Yeah, that's exactly
right,
actually.
That's what's going on, Canada?
In Canada, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police had to retire 14 dogs. Training a new dog with an updated drug palate that doesn't include marijuana can cost about $5,000 in Canada. In the U.S., a working dog can start at $6,000 with thousands more to train. It's expensive.
What are those dogs going to go do, though?
Probably just hopefully get to be dogs for a while.
Like, they get to be a dog.
But what
are
they? Like, who's going to want to go hang out with those dogs? Your dogs
they probably don't want to hang out with anyone. They're just like, they just need one person to throw them a ball from time to time. And then they'll just nap.
Like, hey, man, you got any of that?
Hey, man.
You got any of that weed?
You got any of that weed? You got a ball? No, you just got some weed? some good news today.
Okay.
Some good news today. A giant, also drug-related and animal-related, a giant sea turtle had to be rescued by the U.S. Coast Guard after it became entangled in a rope attached to packages filled with millions of dollars of cocaine on Tuesday.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
What was that turtle doing with millions of dollars of cocaine?
Like his little nose.
Are we walking it 4 miles an hour instead of 3 miles an hour? Woo! Yeah!
Are we trading turtles now to smuggle drugs? You got the Canadian dogs who could smell the drugs, but we're trading turtles to smuggle the cocaine, yeah?
The Coast Guard found a turtle just off of Key West.
That's how turtles say cocaine.
Oh, okay.
They were on a
cocaine.
They were on a 68-day deployment when it came across the turtle trying to escape from 26 bales of cocaine. Estimated value, $53 million.
This had to be a part of that. Remember that ship that just got caught with like $900 million?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This has to be. Those two have to be
they
related,
have to be
right?
Right. This is a pretty funny way of describing it, but thankfully this is the extent of the injuries, because it much could have been much worse. The turtle just suffered significant chafing.
Oh.
Which, who hasn't been there before?
Just throw some KY on it. Come on, turtle. Use your head.
Oh, God. Oh, wait.
What? Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, so give us a scoop. We all want to know, how much weight did you gain over the holiday weekend?
Message deleted.
Oh.
I didn't gain that much over the holiday weekend, to be honest.
Are you collectively here as a group? Is everyone just sort of like, it's the holidays, not really worrying about going to the gym as much, eating a little more, drinking a little more, not really concerned about, you know, if this is outside of the normal diet?
I was having a conversation with somebody the other day, and I said, if you have a diet that starts in December, you are a monster.
It's not good. You're not going to keep up with it at all.
Yeah, there's some people that are like, oh, I like to go hard to the end of the year, you know, and really try to arrive in 2019 my best self. I'm like, do you? I mean, the whole thing is going to parties, socializing with people. And if you're the person at the family party who's talking about how you're an ovo-lacto vegetarian and you can't eat anything that's put on the table in front of you. You're just kind of like,
being a damper.
Why are you trying to come at ovo-lacto vegetarians?
I'm just saying specifically, you were an ovo-lacto vegetarian, and it was pretty annoying.
I wasn't, mostly
because you wouldn't shut up about being an ovo-lacto vegetarian.
I was not. You were the one who would always bring it up. I didn't talk about it ever.
Ian, you're a pretty healthy guy.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah?
Is he?
No, I'm not healthy at all. What are you talking about?
He's a skinny guy.
Yeah, come on.
Well, that's skinnier than the
rest of us. My metabolism is just very healthy.
Yeah, he's 27. He's got the metabolism of a coked-out turtle.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I guess.
That is a compliment. You trying to be healthy over the holidays? You just letting it go?
No. You know what? To be honest with you, I haven't hit that point in my life yet where I really concentrate on what I'm bringing into my body.
I see.
You know, just as long as it's okay coming out, I'm fine.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Okay.
So
that's a way to look at it.
Yeah.
Also, you're 27. Maybe you should start worrying about what you put in your body.
Metabolism is still good.
Yeah.
Those last 20 extra years ain't worth it.
Nah.
Yeah, those years are going to suck.
You
got to
help out. Like, that's why you got to save now for then. Why don't you just spend now, eat now, and not have to worry about it?
Yeah.
That?
Die early. Ta da. And then you're going to be the lonely, fat 104-year-old.
Don't think that's going to happen.
Still trying to see if that coked out turtle joke hits at the retirement home.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I get so excited to go outside and do yard work. And I've always wanted to be like that guy growing up. But the only thing is I get out there with the intention of doing work. And then I start doing it for, I don't know, 10 minutes. And then just give up and go back inside.
Message deleted.
There is something oddly gratifying about doing yard work when it's done. But the actual process of it, let's not kid ourselves. It sucks.
My yard's desertscaped, man. I ain't got to do nothing. I call like a crew to clean my trim those like prickly bushes.
You have a crew that comes out to
yeah, it's like
trim
so
your
you
hedges,
maids?
You rich like, son of a
like,
bitch.
It's like $40 once a year.
You have someone who cleans your house, right?
Yeah, like once a month. It's much easier than spending
you're
10
rich,
hours.
Yeah,
no,
so
I'm not.
Got some
look
money.
At you.
It's very affordable, and you should pay it forward.
Pay it forward.
Support.
You're not paying
him
to clean mine.
Yes, I
you
am
are,
paying it forward.
You are lazy. You're not paying it forward.
That is untrue. That's
if you just want to pay it forward, you can just go give those people
money. So why
money.
Don't you harvest your own food, you lazy son of a bitch? Oh, wait, because you're using a system that's in place to make it more convenient for you.
I'm not acting like I'm doing like somebody a favor
really?
And paying it forward when I go grocery
I'm supporting
shopping.
The Heartland.
The Heartland.
The farmers. They made America. Oh,
so dumb.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What up, hoes, hoe cakes, and my beautiful, sexy Sylvia? Just wanted to say I love you guys. Yeah, yeah, what's up? Ow! Dave, you are so beautiful to me.
Ow! Message deleted.
That's Ivan the Blind Mexican.
He's hyped.
Sounds like he got a new strain that is giving
more
him
of an upper.
Yeah, I
like it.
I actually had a I was having a conversation with him online over the like last week.
Yeah.
And he wants to run for political office.
Does he?
I think that's how he should start off all of his political rallies. Ow! Cakes. I'd vote for him. Why
too.
Not?
That's the first time I've ever been called beautiful by a blind guy.
Well,
all right.
You feel special?
I do. Thank you, Adam.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Is there a phobia for like a fear of carpet? Because I hate it. Like, do you realize carpet's just dirty? It's full of food and bugs and dust and... I'd rather cut off my feet than walk on old carpet.
Message deleted.
Hey, it's a little
there's
much.
There's different levels of carpet. Some like the carpet in your house, I can't imagine is that bad. But walking barefoot on carpet in public places?
Oh no, never.
Oh no, that's disgusting.
Oh, no. Like I'm glad that we moved away from the shag carpet. Like the carpet we all had. Like
whose idea
up,
was that?
It's horrible.
Let's make a floor that's half sponge, half carpet.
Yeah,
and like you would find, I would find full on pocket cars. In the shag carpeting because it was so thick. You know what I'm talking about? Where you step on, you're like, "What the hell is that?"
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's an entire family of little pocket cars. What are you doing in there? And then when they came out with micro machines,
oh
man, they were like
R.I.P. feet,
like landmines.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
While some scientists are out there worrying about things like climate change and other boring stuff, these scientists are doing the Lord's work.
Like what?
They did a study of swallowing Legos to figure out how long it would take to pass them.
That sounds painful.
That seems like that needs a study that needs to be done.
Yeah.
Do they do they combine and form like whatever you're trying to build, whatever Lego set? Like, hey, here's a Star Wars.
Here's an X-Fighter.
Death Star.
Oh, man. It would feel like the Death Star a couple of ways. Uh-huh. 41 hours is how long it takes to pass a Lego if you swallow it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I would just love to see the ad for this, like out of a find volunteers. Who's willing to eat and mess out a Lego? Like,
I've always wanted to do that.
$75.
Then you step on it.
Oh.
You slip and it breaks your foot at the same time.
I mean, I hope they have some help with it, right? With, like, water.
I mean, normal stuff, sure.
Yeah, I mean, swallowing. You ever have a problem swallowing pills occasionally?
Yeah, I always have to use water.
Yeah, I could. I don't know if you are a sociopath if you straight up.
Oh, I can just straight up swallow a pill with no water.
That checks out.
Wait a minute.
And you like black coffee?
Like even those big ass like amoxicillin ones or the big ass ibuprofens, those like 800 milligram ibuprofen.
It's just not that big.
It's like a horse pill.
It's just not. I mean, like some of those are too big, but you know where like they get real chalky as you're swallowing them without it. But
you can like just
like a normal little like Tylenol or Advil or whatever.
Tylenol and Advil, one thing, but I'm talking like Big Daddy pills.
Oh, you need the horse pills?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's a thoroughbred over there. Give me the good stuff. But yeah, 1.7 days, and as it turns out, if your kid ever does swallow a Lego, they found that they'll probably actually be just fine. So
no. If that has been in your intestinal, like your intestinal system, in your bowels, that is not going back into the Lego... That one's going down the pipes.
Yeah, sorry. Your Death Star is going to be missing a chunk out of the side.
Sorry.
That's how it goes. Imagine the parents trying to look through it.
Go get another, you know, make do like what we did when you lost Legos as a kid. You don't get a new one. You just got to make do. You got a broke-ass race car.
So for more than two decades, rather, Sweetwater Brewing Company's bestseller has been the Floral 420 Extra Pale Ale,
mm-hmm.
Obviously with a nod to the marijuana industry. Well, now that weed is legal kind of all over the place, they can kind of stop hiding the fact that this is a nod to the weed industry and to their love for marijuana.
Were they hiding?
I don't know if it was tricking anyone, but they've come out and said that they have the 420 strain of the G13 IPA, which doesn't actually get you high when you drink it, but it smells... like weed, which is that a good thing? I don't know. I mean, like,
I kind of like I enjoy the smell of weed, but trying to replicate that in a beer, it just doesn't work. I've tried some of the like hemp infused beers, and they're okay, but it's like okay for one time, and then I'm like, I'm never gonna buy that.
Just like a one and done thing, because you just tried it.
Ian, does weed beer, in your opinion, have to get you high to be of value?
Yeah. Actually, I think it does. I the aroma doesn't really do much, and then especially like the taste too. No, you know, there's got to be a payoff somewhere.
So this is kind of cool. LG has patented a Hexa camera, 16 lenses that can create 3D images and also cut people out of your photos. So they have filed a patent for a smartphone with 16 different camera lenses fitted onto the back of the device. The lenses will be arranged in a 4x4 design so that the camera can capture an image from the numerous angles all at once.
A 4x4 design?
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, it seems like it's going to be an interesting tool, I suppose. But also, I like that they're working on technology so we don't have to have those... awkward conversations like you don't want your mother-in-law.
Like when you're taking the family pictures for the holidays and you're like, oh, could you, you're the girlfriend and everyone else is the wives, so we don't know if you're going to be around. And I
know his history.
He's a dirtbag. You ain't lasting. So could you just ease on out of here?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Just for that reason exclusively.
Thanks, LG.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. On X107.5, it's the Movie Quote Quiz.
Hoo-ah!
With Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Robert is joining us this morning. How's it going, Robert?
Doing good, guys. Good to be on. Big fan.
Nice to have you. We've got five quotes today from different movies. You're just trying to figure out what they are. I'm going to play you each quote one time, and you're going to try to figure out what the movie is in the short amount of time that the clip plays. Let the entire clip play out. I'll tell you when to make your guess. And if you need to hear it a second time, no problem, but you only have 5 seconds to figure it out after it goes through that second time, okay?
Okay.
Trying to get three or more correct out of these five.
And for reference, what is your favorite movie?
Oh, my goodness. You put me on the spot. Harry Potter fan, but you know, probably favorite movie all time, Jaws.
Jaws.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. So interesting. Here we go with quote number one. Best of luck to you, Robert.
Wouldn't a fly swatter be easier?
Man who catch fly with chopstick accomplish anything.
You ever catch one?
Not yet.
Oh, man. It's hard to hear. Hard to hear. One more time, real quick.
All right. Here we go.
Wouldn't a fly swatter be easier?
Man who catch fly with chopstick accomplish anything.
Karate Kid.
You ever catch one?
Not yet.
All right, so what's your guess?
Karate Kid.
Karate Kid is right.
R.I.P. Pat Morita.
R.I.P. Yeah.
If you have not watched the new Karate Kid series on YouTube, do it.
Oh, really? It's good?
Oh, yeah. It's called Cobra Kai?
Yeah.
Cobra Kai.
Yeah, do it.
All right, here we go. On to number two, Robert.
Popcorn.
You making popcorn?
Uh-huh.
I only eat popcorn at the movies.
Well, I'm getting ready to watch a video.
Really? What?
Oh, just some scary movie.
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
Scream.
Scream is right. There you go, Robert.
Yeah. I felt so bamboozled in that movie, though, because in all the trailers, it was that particular scene right there with Drew Barrymore. Mm-hmm. And then like 4 minutes in, she's just dead.
Yeah. You're so disappointed. You're like, I thought this was going to be like
Drew Barrymore
running around in little tops all scared of. Yeah. Nope.
Nope.
Dead.
Instantly.
Stabbed.
All right, here we go. On to number three, you can win it right here with a victory on this one.
I'm your number one fan. There is nothing to worry about. You're going to be just fine. I'll take good care of you. I'm your number one fan.
Ooh, a little trickier there.
Yeah, that's tricky. That's a tricky. You know, I have no idea, so I'm going to go with Poltergeister.
Poltergeist is incorrect. That was Misery.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I don't even know.
Yeah. R.I.P. James Caan's feet. Oh, man.
All right.
I hated that scene. That whole movie was creepy as hell.
All right, here we go. On to number four. You can still get a victory on this one.
Oh, fudge.
Only I didn't say fudge. I said the word, the big one, the queen mother of dirty words, the F-dash-dash-dash word.
Christmas Story.
There you go, you did it. There is something special. Like, I never watch movies on TV just because the commercial interruptions annoy me. Uh-huh. But this time of year, when A Christmas Story is on, I'll just put that on and I'll watch it. Commercials don't even bother me.
No, I can't.
You can't do
it? It's too long. Spend the like $10 and get it on iTunes.
No, but if it's on.
For whatever reason, I feel nostalgic watching it with the commercials. Like, I know where the commercial breaks go. Robert knows what's up. Congratulations to you, man.
Thanks, guys.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So after years of having declining ratings, the Emmys are headed back to Sunday night. Why they ever moved to a Monday night in the first place was pretty dumb. But
real dumb.
The 71st Annual Emmy Awards will be broadcast live coast to coast on Sunday, September 22nd. The network announced on Monday. The ceremony will be held once again at the Microsoft Theater at LA Live in Los Angeles. Celebration back to Sunday this year, and Fox's turn now to have the telecast. So the network will look to reverse the trend of sliding viewership, which culminated in last year's NBC broadcast landing in the least watched Emmys on record. Well, it was with Michael Che and Colin Jost from Saturday Night Live. The 2018 Colin Jost?
Who?
Is a host?
No, I have no idea. I'm just the other guy who's not Michael Che.
The other guy who's not Michael Che, right?
Yeah. That guy.
The 2018 show drew just a 10.2 million viewers, which is still a lot, but nearly 11% year-over-year decline.
It
which
used
is,
to get like 40 million, though. Yeah. That's the thing. But I mean,
it's like a must-watch show.
In 2018, do you really need to spend 4 hours of your life watching an award show when you could just log online the next day and see what won? That's kind
like
of what
Twitter.
Something along those lines.
Very rarely does something happen at one of those shows that is a must-see moment.
And if it does, it will be...
It's all over social media.
Yeah, immediately. Yeah. So I don't think the award shows are going to magically have a resurgence, even moving them back to the better day of Sunday. But
even the Oscars suck. Like, it's all people complain about it every year. It's like, just give us the big categories, and we'll just, can we just be done with it?
Do it in an hour. I'll watch it.
Yes.
What about the Grammys? Has that kind of gone?
No, the Grammys is the worst out of all of them. The
Grammys is terrible because there's a million music award shows out there already, and the Grammys just seems so pompous.
And spoiler, it's going to be Imagine Dragons and Drake
and Adele.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, speaking of Drake, Drake got accused of murder. Murdering a certain body part of this young lady's when she was going through her rough patch on social media.
Oh, with the blonde wig and everything.
Yeah, Amanda Bynes, if you recall, she's 32 years old now. She's nearly four years sober. So this happened a while ago.
Oh, wow.
The publication, this is Paper Magazine. Now, Paper Magazine is that magazine that had Kim Kardashian on the cover, shooting the champagne bottle over with the
big old butt.
With the big old butt and the glass on her booty. So they do this break the internet
issue once a year.
Yeah. So Amanda Bynes is on the cover this year, and she's not in, you know, any sort of disarray or doing something scandalous. It's kind of the exact opposite, where she is more buttoned up and has her life back together.
She looks really good compared to like a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
It's amazing what happens when you're not doing copious amounts of drugs constantly.
She said that her wild tweets and her past behavior were drug induced. She admitted that she is embarrassed and ashamed by the things that she said at the time during the breakdown. She has been a student at the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising in LA since 2014. She plans to continue classes in January to work towards her bachelor's degree, but says she will eventually want to revive her acting career. I imagine this is probably the first step in that process. But she said that Adderall were mostly to blame.
Yeah, you coming back as an actress ain't going to happen because Lindsay Lohan, who was, you know,
arguably close to an A-list star at the time.
Yeah, I mean, 10 times the star Amanda Bynes ever was, didn't have nearly the kind of breakdown that she did and still is not welcome back in Hollywood.
But Lindsay Lohan didn't really ever get sober either.
No, but I feel like if Amanda Bynes does want to come back, I think that Hollywood would be forgiving. She's not a great actress, but I think it would be forgiving.
If you want to be on a Nickelodeon show again, cool. Maybe. If you want to go join Candace Cameron Bure on the Hallmark Channel, cool. But like Hollywood, real Hollywood, no.
Well, speaking of real Hollywood, Robin Hood out in theaters this weekend and rave reviews for this new film. No, I'm just kidding. It's terrible. Oh. Everyone hates it. And you know why?
Huh.
Because they did not have Bryan Adams doing the theme.
No, it's true. Everything I do it for you.
Oh, God, I need 7 minutes of Bryan Adams in my life.
Yeah. Well,
Ian hates Bryan Adams.
Yeah, he wanted it to ban the song.
That's
why I only provided, a 10-second clip of it, because I could not stand any more of that song.
It was 15 seconds, and I'm going to demand that you put the full 7-minute version in.
Why do you hate Bryan Adams so much?
It's just generic.
Generic? What are you talking about?
It's generic.
Everything I do, I do for you.
Listen to those words. Everything that I do, I do
for you.
For you.
For you.
For you.
Everything.
You know it's true.
You know it's true.
Oh, wait. I'm feeling it now.
Everything I do.
You're not.
Oh, you're right. No, it's still garbage.
I do it for you.
If they couldn't make a Robin Hood reboot with Ridley Scott and Russell Crowe work, Jamie Foxx and the guy from The Kingsman certainly wasn't going to hit at the box office. It's like 13% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. It costs some obscene amount of money.
$100 million to make it.
And
it is not doing anything. Here's a pro tip. Kevin Costner and Morgan Freeman, they did it right.
Yeah.
And gotta remember, everybody always forgets about Alan Rickman as the Sheriff of Nottingham.
And he was fantastic.
He was
in that role.
He was in that witch, he was scary as hell.
That's scary as hell.
And then you add in,
no, it's true. Woo.
That is a smash right there.
Everything I do.
Right there, he just
gives
us a little.
And just bam!
You know where that
hook is coming. You left it out on purpose, you son of a bitch.
Hope you have a bad day today.
I hope you get shin splints.
Oh, ow.
Running from the law. All right. So Jerry Springer is coming back to TV.
I love this.
Judge
so much.
Jerry is Hell coming yes. back. It's got, yes. it's got the green light.
If there isn't at least somebody getting hit with a gavel once an episode, there's an opportunity missed.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's the Super STUPID Spelling Bee.
Q-R-S-Z-3-4-O.
Amanda is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show to participate in the Super Stupid Spelling Bee, and you get to choose one of us to play on your behalf. So the way that this works is in round number one, we're all going to be given different words. We try to make it through. Amanda, since you are the contestant today, you are able to tag in if you want to spell the word on behalf of whoever is playing for you. You just hope that your contestant lasts the longest. If we go through two rounds and all of us blow it, you are just going to try to spell a word in the third round, and that's going to be the end of it, okay?
Okay.
All right, so... who do you want to play on your behalf? Mahoney has a long, fantastic record of almost never winning.
Yeah,
I've won several times.
Sylvia, you've won a couple of times. Did I win last?
I think you won last time.
I won last
time. But before, I had a good streak going on.
You had like two wins in a row, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know. It's up to you, Amanda. Who do you want to play on your behalf today?
I am going to go with Sylvia. She seems to win when I'm listening. So.
My girl.
Mm-hmm.
My girl.
See about that.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
The sisterhood of the traveling pants nonsense happening right now.
It's fine.
All right. So Ian is going to take it away. Sylvia being the defending champion, you get to go first. Oh, wait. Here, let me turn your microphone on.
Oh, hi. Okay, Sylvia.
Yes.
Your first word, prerogative. Prerogative.
Prerogative. Ooh. Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Amanda, do you want to tag in on this one?
Because
Sylvia looks lost.
Oh, my gosh. You guys make me feel stupid.
Yeah, it's called the Super Stupid Spelling Bee.
Yeah.
Sylvia, I think you got this.
Whoa. Whoa. Maybe we were a little too cocky.
All right, you got this, Sylvia.
Let's go. Let's give it a shot.
P.
Yep.
Good start.
E. R. O. G. A. T. I. V. E.
No, that is incorrect. Yeah. Yes, this one's tough. It's P-R-E-R-O-G-A-T-I-V-E.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
So, Amanda, that doesn't necessarily mean you're eliminated yet, because if I screw up my word and Mahoney screws up his, then you're still alive.
You're rooting against us.
Go ahead, Ian.
Okay. Dave, your word, masquerade.
Oh, God.
Masquerade. These are not hard words.
That's not a hard word.
Neither was prerogative.
M-A-S-C-A-R-A-D-E.
What's bad?
No, David.
There's a Q in there.
M-A-S-Q-U-E-R-A-D-E. Now, it all is up to Mahoney here. If he could get this, he somehow wins.
Can Mahoney pull out a surprise victory here? What an upset.
Okay.
I'd be really mad.
He's like a plus 3,000 underdog right
here now. Here we go. Mahoney, to win it all, your word. Rendezvous.
Oh, God.
Rendezvous.
Oh, that's easy.
Of course it's easy.
Oh, God.
Well, I don't know.
These are all words that have weird letters in them.
Oh, God. Rendezvous. R A N.
Hey, come on.
Is it
R O N?
Oh, I don't know.
There's a Z or not? Yeah, there's a B in there.
Not at the beginning.
Oh God.
Rendezvous.
Just give it one whirl. Come on, you got this.
Ron, like Ron, like Ronald.
Spell it, man.
Just spell it.
R A N D A Z U E.
Okay, he was close. No, you weren't. R E N D E Z.
R E. That's an
V O U S. Okay, whatever. Now.
All right, so that's really good news for you, Amanda. That means that you're still alive because we're all terrible, just like you.
I hate this game so much. It's so dumb. What a waste of time.
Now, in round number two, we're all going to attempt to spell the same word. So this is actually a huge advantage
for
Mahoney.
Yeah.
So both of us may spell it incorrectly before it even gets to you. And then if we all blow it on this, then Amanda, we'll just give you a word and see if you can win outright, okay?
Okay.
That's so dumb.
God.
All right, what's the word?
The word is unanimous. Unanimous.
Two goes first.
You do.
Okay. U-N. A N I M O U S.
Sylvia, believe it or not, that is correct.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Wow.
All right.
So she wins?
Good job. You've done it well. No, that means that round two is officially off the table. Now we give one final word to Amanda, and we see how Amanda does.
Okay, Amanda, are you ready?
Okay.
Your word? Grotesque.
I'm sorry. I don't know who's saying the words, but I can't hear when you guys say the word.
Grotesque is the word. Grotesque.
Grotesque. Oh, wow. Grotesque. Grotisque.
Rewind. Rewind.
Try. Take one more swipe.
Yeah, please try one more.
One more swipe.
Grotesque.
Just give her the damn prize.
Grotesque.
Yeah! Yes!
Yes! Yeah!
Oh,
good job.
The dumbest game we've played.
That was probably the most grotesque segment of Super Stupid Spelling Bee we've ever done.
Congratulations, Amanda. Well done.
Thank you guys so much.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So if you can imagine the mayhem that breaks out, if a Bank of America ATM just starts barfing out $100 bills instead of $10 bills, that happened in Texas. And
really?
There was mayhem that ensued. And there's a whole bunch of people fighting in line, waiting their turn. There was a line down the street because this malfunctioning ATM was just basically giving away free money.
They figure out what happens, and then they realize that there's a bank transaction and a picture of you withdrawing the money, so you're going to end up paying that money.
No,
anyway.
Actually, Bank of America said that the people that did that are going to be able to keep the money.
Really?
Which, again, like, it surprises me how blazing and or stupid a lot of people are, where you'll see somebody at an ATM that's malfunctioning, and you know that you have to put in your card to identify yourself, and there's a video of you doing it. It's kind of like the people that are package thieves, but don't realize that, like, the Ring doorbells have been invented yet.
Sure.
It's like you're on camera stealing something. And that actually happened. A lady she got out of her car, left it running, saw a package sitting on the doorstep of this house. It's got one of those Ring camera doorbell things, and it's got a very clear image of her walking up, looking around all suspicious, and then picking up their package and running off with it. And you're like, lady, like, you're on camera doing this. It turns out that package, though, it had 500 worms in it.
Worms?
And it was for the son's bearded dragon. It was a pet. And it's worth about $18. She stole $18 worth of worms.
I'm still going to be pissed off if somebody steals $18 worth of worms off of my doorstep.
That's a lot of
but
money.
The thing I don't understand is that, like, it's become like in every city in America, the local news loves sharing those videos.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love sharing those videos.
Hell yes. And anytime somebody sends us one of those, they're like, somebody stole my package. Like, we're on it.
Share.
Immediately. Let's find this clown. And then, you know, your face is all over your city where you live forever.
Yeah, but the joke's on that one chick. Like, what are you going to do with worms?
What are you going to do with 500 worms?
Go fishing?
Yeah, maybe. So
buy her own bearded dragon, go back and steal that bearded dragon.
This is
this, like, a lot of work.
This is something that that I recently was involved in, taking the family pictures for the holidays. Mm-hmm. Mahoney was our photographer.
Oh, how cute.
And, well, it was cute until my almost three-year-old decided she didn't want any more of it, and then it's not so cute anymore. But this particular audio that I'm going to play for you is not of my daughter freaking out. It's of a grown woman freaking out. She was upset because she lives next to a park, and I guess at this particular park, they take a lot of family pictures around the holidays. It's a pretty normal thing.
That's probably, like, the most basic thing you can do around the holidays now is getting your Christmas card pictures taken at a park. Somewhere where there's green and maybe one tree.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. The group of eight brought a blanket, a crate, and a small Christmas tree as a prop for the little ones to use in their holiday photos. And that's what really kind of gets me in this, is that this entitled woman comes over, starts screaming about how she's going to call the cops, and all of this is going down in front of the kids.
Yeah.
Like, just hold it together, lady. But listen to this insufferable chick just start screaming about how she's going to call law enforcement out because they're taking pictures at a park.
Get out, because this is not your professional studio space.
I understand.
Yeah, so get out. Every week. They were here yesterday, I called the police. Yesterday. Every weekend. Until Christmas. Christmas. Don't we ever get?
All right, we'll see you next weekend. Bye, thank you.
Yeah, next weekend. You'll be here next weekend when I call the police again. Because you don't care. This is not your studio. Okay? This is a park for kids and children and people.
Ma'am, you better walk the your soon before I call the police on you.
Good, call them.
Because this is not called for in front of my kids.
Call the police.
This is not called for.
You know what? I'll call them right now. I'll call them
right
now.
Jeez.
Oh, there's more.
Well, get a studio space, you idiot.
This is going to end real well.
I feel like she has a...
For that woman.
Yeah.
Because...
You start screaming to the point where a young child starts sobbing because they're trying to take family Christmas photos at a park that you don't own either, chick.
Everybody pays taxes.
Yeah. Oh, man. I hope the internet just eats her alive. And she's just like one of those disgruntled looking soccer moms, like wearing yoga pants that don't fit right.
Does she have...
She's got the I need to speak to the manager.
Yeah, the Kate Goslin one?
Yeah.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey guys, next time you go to have a coffee instead of putting sugar and cream, throw in a scoop of your favorite vanilla ice cream. Treat yourself.
Message deleted.
Say, put a scoop of vanilla ice cream in your coffee?
That seems a little rich.
Yeah. Black coffee for me, exclusively.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't even like Bailey's. I mean, Bailey's and coffee, I like because, you know, you get a little.
Yeah, a little how to do.
Hello. But, like amaretto and Bailey's and coffee, it just makes it too sweet for me now. I'm just a purist when it comes to that.
I don't mind skim milk or cream, one or the other.
Yeah.
Give it take a little bit of the edge off if the, you know. The beans aren't the finest Arabica blend.
What?
Sylvie, you don't drink coffee at all, do you?
Not really. If I do, I would probably do black coffee.
You, every time Starbucks comes out with some like rainbow
unicorn.
I never tried it though. I was too late.
You're always like, oh my God, that looks so good.
Because it does. And then it like wrecks me, like as far as like getting me all super jittery. It doesn't go through me, but.
There's like 300 grams of sugar in those.
I know. And it gets me like jittery really, really bad. And I'm like jumping off the walls.
Please leave a message.
Bouncing off the walls?
And jumping.
Right. Please leave a message.
She does parkour, Dave.
Yeah.
Halloween is far behind us at this point. But like, what was the most clever Halloween costume you ever had? Maybe not even Halloween, just the time you had a clever outfit that you're really proud of.
Message deleted.
Never.
Yeah, I'm not putting any thought into a Halloween costume ever. The most unique, I was Cher one year. And the girl I was dating was Sunny. You know, that was kind of funny.
That's cute.
But like, it was basically, I put on an old dress. And a wig. I didn't really. And I didn't even come up with that idea.
She just puts you in drag and she's like, no, you're Cher. Yeah. You're like, oh, okay, I'll go with that.
And then I kept doing keg stands.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
In that dress.
Did you have shorts on?
Oh, no, I don't.
Oh, my goodness.
How to do.
Please leave a message after the tone.
My dad is one of those guys that has like four of the same photos on his book. And it's really bad photo and strange angle. Have you ever seen a grandma's Facebook page look as good as a travel blogger?
Message deleted.
Never. No, I mean, it's the exact same thing. You're right. Well, they'll upload the same picture over and over and over again.
Different backgrounds.
I feel like the only people who are excited about Facebook, though, are old people now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's when you know that Facebook has jumped the shark.
We can convince, we can move our grandparents. I feel like we all have a duty as, you know, people who are looking out for people who didn't grow up with technology.
Yeah.
To, like, guide them in the right direction. We should just get off of Facebook, get them off of, just get them on email. Just get them on Gmail at this point, you know? And it's just as easy, and it's not nearly as toxic.
I feel like I'm almost done with Facebook.
Are you getting
I'm close.
Are you?
Yeah.
I mean, we kind of need it for work, though.
Do we, though? We got Twitter. We got Instagram.
We have a radio station.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, do we really need Facebook?
99% of the people who listen aren't going there anyway.
Right.
That's true.
I would miss a couple of people.
There's
some funny people on Facebook. But
I feel like all of us collectively and everybody on there also would probably, we'd all have happier lives if we just stopped. Just stopped.
Yeah. I feel like all of my timeline on Facebook is just like memes and like funny videos and just nothing like super important.
I mean, that's better than
a bunch of people arguing
talk.
About, politics.
Every time, now, unless it's somebody who I've care about, I just block immediately. I'm done. I'm like, I'm not even like this. I'm going to pretend to spare your feelings and hide you.
Yeah, it used to be a big deal when you would unfriend someone. Yeah. You're like, oh, my God. Yeah. And now it's like, see you never.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I was trying to catch up and watch all of the seasons of Lost, and I'm halfway through the end of the season, and my stupid coworker spoil alerts the whole thing. And now I'm livid, and they're like, well, you know what? There's like a time limit on that stuff. I mean, is there? There can't be a time limit on that stuff. It's streaming forever.
Message
you don't
deleted.
Spoil, especially shows that have like twists.
Yeah, but spoiling Lost is a great example of one that's hard to spoil because no one really knows what happened at the end anyhow.
Yeah, you do.
No, you
they
don't.
They lay it out pretty clearly.
It was a stupid ending.
Ian agrees
dumb
with me.
Disappointment.
I agree with you.
You
know exactly what happens at the end of Lost.
Your
Nothing's
coworker
up in the
is
air.
Doing you a favor. No. What happened is J.J. Abrams used to actually run that show, and then he got busy because they gave him a whole bunch more money to do big stuff in Hollywood. He left. Some other dumb writers took over, and they ruined it. That show is the best show on TV.
And I will tell you this. I agree. I was riveted week by week. I was doing... Like
the cliffhangers, oh my God, the speculation is what it could be. Who are the
Lost is not a binging show. Like I don't they shouldn't even put it on a streaming service. If you are going to, they should like put a time limit. You can watch one episode a week and then you have to wait 7 months between the seasons, because if you just binge Lost, it's garbage.
Is it?
Yeah. The thing that made Lost so good
is that there's a cliffhanger.
And you were
a crazy cliffhanger.
And you were thinking about those characters.
What's in the hatch? It's a hatch in the ground. What's down there? Who lives in there?
Oh, it's an apartment.
Oh.
Dave Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Look, I don't judge people, right? I mean, everyone makes mistakes, and some people just have the unfortunate luck of getting caught more times than other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe they make the same amount of mistakes. Some people just have that bad luck of being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Or they're just stupid,
or maybe a combination of a whole bunch of mistakes all stacked on top of each other and being stupid. Let's start here with Daquan D-Day Javal Burns, 23-year-old guy. He has been charged with a felony count of possession of narcotics and multiple misdemeanors. He was pulled over by the cops, and when they asked him his name, he gave him a fake name.
Anyway, he didn't say his name was Daquan D-Day
Javal Burns.
Okay.
He did not.
Okay.
Deputies returned to his vehicle. That's when he jumped out and tried to run. They gave chase and eventually subdued him using the taser twice.
Oh, no.
While being searched, they found a packet of cigarillos or blunts in his pants pocket, and they placed it on top of the squad car. And this is the part that I really love. At which point, Burns leaned over the hood of the car and tried to eat the blunts.
That is awesome.
Oh, man. I mean, he was prevented from eating the package and later reported to law enforcement. Just more charges.
Were they actually laced or filled with marijuana?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought if it was just like normal cigarillos.
Yeah, like no. They're packed.
I mean, but also, can we just stop this? Like, seriously, we're at, 15 states that now have marijuana legalized?
I'm with you. It's still funny, though, right?
I mean,
this guy leaned, the visual of a guy leaning over the
car. I have a picture in my head.
While handcuffed, like, trying to...
Oh, there's one more.
Trying to eat it like a lizard with his tongue, like...
Worst game of Hungry Hungry Hippos ever.
This is a great story as well. A Florida woman was arrested for a DUI, but she tried to convince the person that she hit with her car that he was just dreaming.
So, like, when you hurt your little brother and you're trying to, like, say, don't tell mom.
Yeah.
Don't.
Pretty much that was what was going on here. It was no accident. You are dreaming, the 61-year-old told the injured victim after she crashed her Mercedes into his vehicle on Thanksgiving morning in Florida.
It's all good, baby. It was all a dream.
It was 2:40 a.m., and investigators say that the woman's Mercedes struck the other vehicle at a high rate of speed, that the vehicle was pushed backward into a tree off the road, splitting the tree and elevating part of the vehicle off of the ground. According to the arrest report, the woman was stumbling and acting disoriented following the crash. Deputies also wrote that her eyes were bloodshot, she was not wearing any shoes, and that she attempted to hide from law enforcement behind some bushes.
That's always a good sign when you're shoeless and hiding in the bushes.
Yeah, they found a variety of prescription drugs in her car, along with 18 pills that she did not have prescriptions for. 18 pills! She was arrested and charged with possession of a controlled substance, driving under the influence with property damage, and driving under the influence with serious bodily injury.
I was imagining, you know, I appreciate Biggie's take on it was all just a dream, but I like the Wayne's World method of the dream. The it's all a dream.
Man, could you stop that? I can clearly see it. No, I'm very badly hurt. I'd prefer if you called an ambulance. Right?
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty laundry.
It's a simple concept. Ian goes out to laundromats, talks to people while they're just sitting there waiting for their clothes to dry a lot of times. He has found one particular bar laundromat combination, which has yielded all sorts of interesting people in a rather dicey part of town. And once again, you went back out to your favorite bar laundromat where you've become a bit of a local celebrity. Is that fair?
I would call it that. Or just how about we just say just a regular bar fly.
A regular bar fly, yes. Who's out there talking to the fascinating people that you find wandering around. Or in this case, stumbling around.
Borderline passed out, actually, at the bar. Met this gentleman because he was actually wearing a patch on his jacket that I have a tattoo of. We share the same type of... We like the same type of music.
What's a patch? What's this tattoo you have?
He had a patch sewed on from a band back in the 70s called The Germs that are from L.A., an old punk band. So he, a little bit older, I would say pushing 60.
Wait, you have a tattoo of a punk band from the 70s from L.A. called The Germs?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Now we know. Okay. Anyways, so talk to this gentleman. Tattoos everywhere, especially on his hands. His entire hands were just covered in tattoos. He was also very leathery. We all know those types of people.
Sure.
Very leathery, very short, and very, very drunk. He told me a story about how he had an encounter in the bar bathroom.
This particular bar?
Yes.
Oh, my. Okay, yes. Here we go. All new Dirty Laundry.
Dirty Laundry.
All right, so I have found a friend, and he's got a nice Jameson in front of him. How are you, boss?
Oh, I'm feeling like the ceiling, baby. Already, you know what I mean? Since about, what is it, like noon? I've been feeling like the ceiling since about 1 a.m.
I told you the segment's called Dirty Laundry.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I got stories, but ain't no story that I ain't told. We'll go with the latest.
I'm just gonna go with the latest. Now, so I ain't told the bitch now, heard me? Like, I ain't told the girl. Bless her soul. I really like her, but I have not told her this. I was like, with her. Then we come out to the bar. I go and meet these two girls in the bathroom, lady friends, strippers. The girl dissed me for my guitarist. I admit, I went to the bathroom with these other two girls. I go over here like this. Sitting there over there sniffing like this. And then, like, I got the one girl and holding my and the other one's licking my nipples. True story, man. I you not, man. This is not brand new. I say this in no disrespect. This occurs. You know what I mean? And I just, you know.
You got business done with the two chicks in the bathroom.
Totally. This bitch already done. I know her car was there, but not. I just.
So at the end, it was post interview, right?
Yes, that was
post interview. And they were outside, and he went out looking for his ride, and it was gone.
It was gone.
Oh no!
I don't think he had a ride.
What happened with his voice? He went from like super low to super high.
Yeah,
like kind of like possessed almost.
That's got to be the booze. That has to be because he was one of those that like was nodding off. He honestly fell asleep at the bar for a little bit before I was talking to him because I always scout out the bar to see who would be interesting. And of course, I'm like, yep,
the
sleeping guy.
The sleeping guy.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Ian, you're a Chicago guy. If you had to choose again, let's say you're going to move back to Chicago, would you choose to live directly in the city or out in the suburbs? And the reason I ask is because there is a study that says that more millennials now are living in suburbs than in cities.
You know, I would definitely live in the city, but again, I think I'm that rare breed that's okay with living in those bad neighborhoods where the rent isn't that high. Mm-hmm. But especially any big city, if you want to live in those cool, hip, up-and-coming neighborhoods, those rents are just skyrocketing right now.
That nothing sounds worse to me than living in a cool, hip, up-and-coming neighborhood. It's just one of those things where it's a bad neighborhood, but everyone just kind of agrees that it's a cool, bad neighborhood.
Yeah.
So we're going to pay way more money.
We're going to pay way more money and still
and
probably get stabbed.
Everybody around us' rent, so they have to move out.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised that more millennials are living in the suburbs, plain and simple, because, one, a lot of millennials are living at home still. Mm-hmm. So I think that's I think that's a factor that plays into it.
What?
No, you're one of the millennials that lives at home,
Yeah.
Are you still a millennial? You're like 30 now, right?
No, dude. I have like until February.
Okay, sorry.
I'm hanging on to 29.
But overall, you know, living in a, I don't know, I'm with both of you that I could not live in a, if I'm paying $2,000 a month for a one bedroom, you know, not even a bedroom, like one square foot apartment in whatever city it may be. And then
you would never live in the city, regardless of where you live, even if you lived in New York.
Like I had those delusions when I was like 18, 19, 20.
Yeah.
But since then, I've always had either an apartment or a house in the suburbs. And that's I'm a suburbs guy.
You never really understand how much you appreciate having a garage until you don't have a garage anymore.
Yeah.
True.
For sure.
Oh, man. Or not having people who are living above you.
Sharing walls and everything
else. Sharing walls.
Yeah.
You know, you want to bump that new sound bar you got on Black Friday real loud. Oh, yeah.
It's not even so much about having to be quiet. It's more about hearing other people.
I was going to say, like, I feel like the living in the city is going to be, like, too noisy.
You get used to sirens. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Just in the middle of the night. Yeah. Yep. It's just sirens constantly going by. Yeah. So this is an interesting story about what was supposed to be a very nice Thanksgiving meal.
Okay.
A Florida woman battered her boyfriend after they had their Thanksgiving dinner, and then he wanted to get some sleep, you know, because eating all that turkey and the mashed potatoes and you're tired and everything else. She wanted to get it on, and he said no and went back to bed. That's when she grabbed his junk and got aggressive. Rebecca Lynn Phelps, 31, was arrested for domestic battery following a confrontation in the Tampa area home she shares with the victim and the couple's child. Investigators allege that the victim was sleeping late Thursday night when Phelps entered their bedroom looking to have relations. After Phelps groped her partner's private parts, the victim said no and went back to sleep. Phelps then allegedly scratched the victim on the left eye, causing it to swell and turn black and blue. Phelps, who told cops she did not touch the victim, was arrested on a misdemeanor domestic battery charge. So in September of 2017, same woman was arrested for allegedly getting mad at a man because he did not want to have relations with her. Phelps screamed at the victim and smacked him so hard on the right side of his face that it left redness on his face. She also allegedly scratched the man's arm, causing it to bleed. She seems a little too violent for my taste.
When she gets, like, you know, frisky, she gets violent,
She's
man.
She's real frisky. This, quite the opposite. This is a guy that had too much to drink and he broke into a home. Into a building, but it was a public library, and he wanted to get access late on Tuesday night because, quote, he really wanted to read.
Well, that's the place to break into. I mean, since there's no more
Barnes & Noble.
And Barnes & Nobles are closing up all across the country.
Rest in peace, Borders.
R.I.P. Borders.
Oh, yeah,
shit.
Borders.
Ah, Borders.
Forgot about
yeah.
Borders.
Maybe he's still upset about that. So he's taking it out on the libraries now.
Did it say what book he was reading?
It didn't say what book he was reading. It just said that the cleaning crew told him that the library was closed, and so he got up, left, went to another door, broke in that door, and went back inside to read some more.
Oh, wow.
He didn't steal anything. There's only damage to that door.
He did
read for quite some time.
Okay.
Yeah.
The pursuit of education holds, you know, no barriers are going to hold me back.
And last but not least, you know, look, traveling can be exhausting, right? Especially if you're dealing with delays. I don't know if you guys have any friends that are traveling throughout this week. There's just been all sorts of delays. I was traveling this weekend, and I was 7 hours delayed.
What That's a nightmare.
7 hours delayed.
What'd you do for 7 hours?
Drank. What else are you supposed to do, right?
Did it make the time go quick?
Well, yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it sure
okay.
did. Yeah.
Then he broke into a library.
There was actually some decent football on, so I just, you know, it was like college rivalry week or whatever on Saturday, so I watched football and drank and waited.
But there's been crazy
but there's
storms
lots of
all
this stuff
the
going
Midwest
on.
That
it's, and it's not just the passengers that are a little bit fatigued because of it. Pilots as well can get fatigued. Now, I don't think this has anything to do with these delays that are going on in the Midwest because this is in Australia. But an investigation has been launched after a pilot missed his landing by more than 28 miles after falling asleep during a chartered flight. Whoops.
These things happen.
Yeah, no, they shouldn't happen. No.
Fine.
Uh-uh. No.
Where's his co-pilot? Isn't there somebody like, hey, Stan, hey.
Bruh.
Anyone.
Wrong time to go to the bathroom.
I guess.
Yeah.
This is a big problem for the people that were on the flight. They're rather upset to find out the pilot was asleep, and it's also a big problem for their version of the FAA. So they are looking into whether or not this pilot is going to be fired for dozing off and falling asleep on a flight with a lot of people on it.
I mean, planes have autopilot for the most part right now.
Yeah.
So they didn't crash, right?
Still.
Are you really going to go with, but did you die as a defense?
No, don't you do that, did you die?
I mean, that's when it comes down to aviation.
Did you die?
Did you die?
No, you didn't.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Earmuffs.
Cover your ears.
Summer is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Summer? How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. So you've heard this game before?
Yes.
All right. So we've got cover songs that we found online, and the fact that people would record these, go, this sounds awesome, I have to upload it, is just beyond me. But they do.
I'm going to become a YouTube star with this.
Yes. Well, here you go. We've got five of them that we pulled, and I've got about 30 seconds of each song. I'm going to play it for you. You're trying to figure out what the artist and what the song is. If you get three or more correct out of these five, then you are going to be the winner, okay?
Okay.
All right. So again, about a full 30 seconds. Go ahead and let the full clip play out before you make your guess. You're looking for the artist or the song. Full point if you get both correct. A half point for just one or the other. Looking for a total of 3 out of 5 to win today. Here we go with song number one.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in into my little world. Painful to me, burst right through me. Can't you understand, oh my little girl? All I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here in my arms. Words are very unnecessary. They can only do harm.
And we'll just stop it right there.
Yeah.
Woo,
yeah,
beautiful.
Rock it out.
Man, I could have done with more than just 30 seconds of that beauty. So, Summer, over to you. What do you think?
Okay, it's Depeche Mode.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say All I Ever Wanted.
That's close. That's close. But
that's a good guess.
That's a good guess. Yeah. Enjoy the Silence is actually the name of the song.
Enjoy the... Dang it. Okay.
It's yeah, right. You got a half point.
That's fine.
On that was a tough one. That was a tough one.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. On to song number two.
Watching the clock. It's 4 o'clock. You got to stop telling me. No more. She practices at her feet. As he opens the door, she rolls over, pretends to sleep, and he looks her over. She lies and says she's in love with him. Can't find a
bed. Oh.
Oh, God.
Wow.
That's so hard.
Can you do it?
I got nothing on that one.
Yeah.
That's a real tough one.
It's hard to believe, but that was Pearl Jam's Better Man.
Yeah. I got it right there at the end.
At the end, this part.
She lies and says she's in love with him.
Everything was wrong. Everything was wrong.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Don't feel bad. That was another real tough one.
All right,
you got this, Summer.
You're on the board at the half point, looking for at least a half point on this one. All right, here we go.
Okay.
What would you do?
Burn it, burn it, burn it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you know this one?
30 Seconds to Mars, Bury Me?
You got 30 Seconds to Mars.
I'm going to give you the full point because the song... I'll give you a... Whoops, wrong one. It's actually called The Kill, but in parentheses it says Bury Me. So close enough.
Okay, we'll give it to her.
Full points. You have a point and a half. You need another point and a half, so you have to get at least a half point on this next one. All right?
Okay.
All right, here we go. So, Ian, correct me if I'm wrong. Was that somebody recording this guy, like, at a house party playing, and they were threatening to turn the lights on because he's so bad?
Right.
This was actually recorded at a high school talent show, and they did turn the lights on halfway through this performance because they were so bad.
All right. What do you think?
Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit.
There you go. Full points. All right. So, you got 2.5. All you have to do on this last one is get a half point, and you're going to win today, okay?
All right.
You got this.
Kids were laughing in my classes while I was scheming for the masses.
Who do you think you are?
Yes. Yes.
Dreaming about being a big star.
You say you're basic, you say you're easy, you're always smiling in the backseat. Now I'm smiling from the stage right. You were clapping in the nosebleed.
Oh my god, that is so good. I love it.
I love that rendition.
Me too. It's like if Puddles the Clown was on acid.
And had no talent.
Oh my god.
All right, for the win.
Imagine Dragons Thunder.
There you go.
That was a tough cover your ears.
That was. Congratulations to you, Summer. Really nicely done. That means you're going to be joining us for night number 2 of Holiday Havoc at the Pearl Inside the Palms, not this Thursday, but next Thursday, December 6th, 311, Young the Giant, Iration Dreamers, Barnes Courtney, presented by X107.5 and Dollar Loan Center. You also qualify for the daily grand prize of meet and greet passes. So congrats to you.
That is perfect.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So this first story, Mahoney, I don't really know how to talk about it, but a guy was hiding some drugs on his person.
Okay.
And let's just say, I'm just going to try to keep this as PG as possible. There is certain things that happen for certain people at birth normally for young boys. A little snip.
Yep.
You know,
some people have it, some people don't.
What
do you
mean? Yeah. Well, you know, again, I'm trying to keep this as PG as possible. This guy was one of those that did not have that procedure done.
Okay.
And he thought that would be a good little pouch, like a little kangaroo pouch for his cocaine.
No.
Yep. You betcha. A Newcastle man by the name of James Mason told officers, F off, you're not searching me. Because, I told all you Fs, you mugs, and... They were like, oh, really? We're not going to search you? We're the police. We're going to do what we want.
Yeah.
You're cursing at us in the middle of the street. We're going to see what's going on here. And they searched him, and they didn't find anything in his pockets. And so the 21-year-old was arrested just for being drunk and disorderly after swearing at the cops. On the way to the police station, though, they witnessed him fiddling with his socks before putting his hand down his pants. When they reached the station, the police demanded that he is strip searched. And when he removed his trousers... And forced to do that, too. They sure enough found a bag of white powder hidden right there. He admitted it was cocaine. He was fined after he admitted the possession of the Class A drug and also was charged with being drunk and disorderly in a public place.
I feel like just hide it in your butt.
Right?
At that point.
At that point. Just anywhere but there.
Yeah.
Do you think it'd be easier to get out?
Either way, by comparison. It's awful either way.
Would you call him a cokehead?
Yes.
What? So Facebook has confirmed that old messages are just randomly popping back up in your inbox. Have you guys noticed this?
No, but you mentioned that you had some. How far back?
5+ years.
And you deleted them?
No, I don't think I ever deleted them. They're just old messages, but they're popping up like the new messages.
Oh, okay.
You know how like it'll pop up that little window?
Yeah, you got like a new window. Yeah.
And so I'm just sitting there like just going through and closing and closing and closing and closing. That's and they just so keep weird. Popping up. And I'm like, hey, man, I don't want to be reminded of what a loser I was 5 years ago.
Oh.
Still kind of that loser. Anyway, it's pretty annoying that this is going on. But Facebook just basically says, yeah, we're working on a bug. So deal with it.
I feel like this is them trying to like blackmail you. Your old messages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a reminder, we're keeping tabs.
We have everything that you've ever put on here ever.
Ugh.
Meanwhile, Mark Zuckerberg did not show up to a panel to discuss what Facebook has been doing in other countries. So this is really going to come to a head, I think, here in the next couple months.
I think you're right.
And if I was a Facebook shareholder,
get out.
I would say, yeah. It seems very. I feel like the government's about to crack down on it, right?
And I almost feel like they need to
across the entire world. Yeah,
like they crack down on everything. Like for example, the story I was just telling you about the guy with the hidden cocaine. Like, the reason I can't go into detail about it is because of the government's rules with the FCC. Right? Yeah. It would be an FCC violation if I talked about certain stuff. So even what we do here every day, there is some level of regulation and control.
Absolutely.
Facebook has blown it, in my opinion.
Yes.
Like there's plenty of platforms out there that haven't turned into just these awful platforms that are trying to influence people with misinformation. Like they don't live up to any of the same standards that any other news organization does.
Nothing.
But people are influenced by Facebook.
They think that is the truth. This what I see on Facebook is the truth.
Going back to Zuckerberg, if he stepped down, do you think that Facebook would just like disappear, or would it get better with someone coming in?
It's already too corrupt at this point.
Get rid of it at that point?
Facebook is the worst thing to happen to the world in the last, 15
Since
years.
The last World War.
Yeah.
Well, in the beginning, it was good because you got to connect with your friends, your family, but then, it just went to
But also, like, we don't really need to know that much more. Like, I've reconnected with everyone. Anyone that I want to stay more connected with now, we'll text. You know, we have multiple ways of communicating. That used to be like the only window into people's lives. And you realize that most of the people that you went to high school and college with have fairly boring, mundane lives like we all do. Cool. I'm caught up. I've been briefed on your boring life. Can't believe you had another kid, Nathan. Neato.
Congratulations. Also, just a quick aside on that. If you see a picture of somebody you haven't seen in like 20 years.
Yeah.
Like this happened to me last week. Uh-oh. I saw a picture of somebody I hadn't seen in like 20 years. And I was just like, oh my God, they are so old.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, they're the same age as me.
And then you realize that you also are so old.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Like this is unfortunate.
I have aged poorly.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Driving home from work yesterday and it was a pretty nice neighborhood, I guess. The kids were outside playing and then out of nowhere, someone came rolling in front of my car. So obviously I slow down, I hit the brakes because I'm sure there's a kid right behind it and I end up hitting the ball. So, and I watched the kids look on as I ran it over and I just kept driving. Like, I'm not supposed to stop and apologize.
Message deleted.
I mean, yeah, I guess not. It would have been nice if you did, but what are you going
to
do?
I mean, I guess you don't have to, but you should.
I just take myself back to when I was a child, and I would suspect that if my ball ran out into the road and somebody ran it over, they wouldn't have stopped for me.
I would have liked it if they would have stopped. I feel like you should, unless they were throwing the ball, trying to throw the ball over the car. Did you ever used to do that when cars would drive by?
Trying to throw a ball over?
Like you'd be playing catch, and you'd be throwing a football or a baseball over the cars as they would drive by.
And it never what kind of neighborhoods you grow up in where you're... You don't have any open space. You have to chuck things over the road.
It was suburbs, you know, but you had space, but you
made it a more fun game when a car's driving by at 30 miles an hour.
Yeah, a 3,000 chunk of metal moving at 30 miles an hour into the game. And it's way more fun.
Yeah, it's more dangerous. Yeah.
He should have stopped.
Yeah.
Poor kids.
What are you going to do? Unless you're prepared to come out of pocket with a crisp $10 bill to replace the ball.
I don't have cash.
Yeah, there you go.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You think old people should be put in old people homes? I mean, I get it based on the name that they should be in there. Like, my dad wants to put his dad in one, and my mom is freaking out. She's like, he's the worst son known to mankind. But, like, we went over there and looked at it, and the community's nice. They have early bird dinner at 4 o'clock.
Message deleted.
I think it all depends on the situation. You wouldn't want to put somebody into an old folks' home if they don't want to go there, like if they want to live on their own.
Sound of mine is.
Yeah, if they're able to take care of themselves and they don't want to go into an old person home, don't do it out of convenience because that's terrible.
Yeah. I don't want to deal with you, Dad.
Yeah, so somebody else
Bye.
Can. But, you know, if they aren't able to take care of themselves, I would agree. Like, old people's homes seem like they're a lot of fun.
Well, you want to be in a old folks home.
No,
right?
I want to live in a retirement community, which is vastly
different.
You've got a house.
Yeah,
I see
your own house.
Got it.
But everybody around you's also 55 plus at that point. So
you're the youngest one.
No, not even that. I'm going to be the youngest one, but it's going to be quiet because they're not throwing ragers, and there's not traditionally, if you're 55 plus, aren't tons of kids.
There's no damn whippersnappers out there throwing balls over my car when I'm driving through the neighborhood at a very conservative 27 speed limit's 30.
I don't know. I don't know. I could never. I don't think I could ever put my mom in a home.
What about your dad?
He wouldn't do it either.
No.
He's not gonna have.
I don't think I could put my folks in a.
No, man.
I couldn't either.
It's like it's one thing if you have, you know, like a family member who can't take care of themselves, which is sad, and you know, like one of the worst things out there. But in general, like unless they were like the worst parents,
right, if they're bad parents,
if they
you're
were
like
crappy parents.
I got you back now.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Right.
You're too old.
Finally.
Yeah.
After all these years.
Although we could do it where, you know, like we all just like take up for each other. Like I wouldn't mind putting Sylvia's parents in a home at all. It's fine with me.
You just make that decision.
I don't know. Yeah. I'll just do it.
There's no emotional attachment.
I would put your parents in a home.
That's what I mean. Like that's like you wouldn't have to do it if you ever get to the point
like,
where.
Like, oh, Dayfair's mom, you're going over here.
I'm like, sorry, Mom, it's not up to me. I told Sylvia she has power of attorney in this situation. Why?
I don't know.
63. Get off me.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I once slept in a flood channel for a night. I got really drunk, was walking home, took a phone call, sat down. Next thing I know, it was like 5:30 in the morning and the sun's coming up. Man, it hasn't happened since, but I'm glad I didn't originally sit down next to a dumpster. It would have been way worse.
Message deleted.
Did you say he fell asleep in a flood channel?
Yeah.
That's how you die, man.
Yeah.
Well, depends on the city you live in.
Well, I mean, I guess.
It doesn't rain a lot.
Well, but still.
Well, that's how people die here in Las Vegas all of the time.
Yeah, I know. You got to stay away from that.
Yeah, the flood channel is very dangerous.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
You ever fallen asleep in public? Drunkenly?
Not that I remember. I mean, it's possible.
Ian? You seem like the type of person who would pass out in public.
Yeah, I used to. Ian had a penchant for falling asleep in the back alleys of when I was living in Chicago. And
the back
I would,
alleys of Chicago.
I would wake up next to dumpsters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. I
feel like they would be a good thing to like prop yourself up against.
Oh, no.
A dumpster?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, they stink.
They stink. Yeah. They're all
grungy. They got animals in them.
But if you're drunk.
And the tires always had like this weird like film of like moss and like mold and stuff. Yeah. I remember that, so I'm glad I turned my life around.
Were you homeless in Chicago?
Was I?
He squatted.
Yeah.
Well, it's not your home you're living in then.
Technically.
Yeah. Technically,
yes, I was.
All right.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
I've got a tough decision for you to choose between, Mahoney. Do you want to start with a story about a stabbing with a fork over a baked potato or a botched robbery where a deli owner pulls out a machete?
Ooh, let's go with the machete.
Ooh, the machete.
Always lead with the bigger weapon.
Excellent choice. A deli owner whipped out a machete and chased away a would-be robber who has now been charged with holding up 5 different New York businesses in the past 2 months.
It's a New York deli on top of
that. Oh, yes, yeah. She said she realized that her and her husband could have been killed in the confrontation that went down last Wednesday. in the Huntington Station on Long Island. She says the suspect, Carlos Garcia, had a fake gun. Last thing you want if you're going to rob a place, to have a fake gun, and then the person behind the counter has a real machete.
Yeah.
Son and they own a deli where all they do is chop up meat
day
long.
You lost that battle.
Like, they're going to make your ass into a Cuban sandwich.
Police say that the woman chased Garcia. Garcia tried robbing a nearby deli owned by her sister-in-law. A customer helped track down Garcia by following the getaway car and writing down the license plate number.
So this guy was just on a deli robbing spree?
Yeah.
Just wanted the meats? Go to an Arby's, dude.
It wasn't just delis, though. So he's been charged now with robbing two cell phone stores, two delis, and a laundromat.
I bet that deli has had that happen to them before, but that's why they have the machete.
Who robs a deli?
Someone who wants meat.
You're not going in there to steal the meat. You're going in there to steal the money.
But and the meat.
It's like, how many $8 sandwiches are they going to have sold in a given day to make it worth it? And also, you know that they have weapons. And they own a deli in New York, so they're mean as hell.
They're going to grind you up.
They want the meat and the money.
All right. Let's leave New York and go to Florida for a moment. A man was arrested in Yulee, Florida, Monday, after deputies say that he stabbed a woman in the head. Ow. With a fork.
Ow.
No.
Over a dispute over a baked potato. 36-year-old Kenneth David Crumpton Jr., which just sounds like the sort of guy that would stab you with a fork in the head over a baked potato. He's been charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon after deputies say that he stabbed her on Sunday. Upon arrival, deputies saw that this man was being confrontational. And the woman who got stabbed actually refused to give information, but deputies soon recovered a fork and a bloody white T-shirt from the vehicle the victim was sitting in. Deputies reported multiple stab wounds and blood on both sides of her head. So they got into an argument about a baked potato, and that's when the confrontation got even more heated. He at first threw the fork and then picked it up and walked over and... She said it just glanced off her head. They're like, yeah, I don't think so.
Fork me? No.
Fork you.
Also, over fork a regular off. Potato, uncalled for. Maybe a twice baked. You're going to eat that last twice baked potato. Which I don't know why twice baked potatoes, always, anytime I see them on a menu, I'm like, ooh.
Twice baked? You guys put some effort into this. Thank you.
That's
twice.
Right. I'm going to treat myself.
So there was a new study done. You guys tell me if the over or under would hit for you on this, okay? You'll spend 8 months of your life on the toilet.
True.
Over.
Yes.
Over. Well over.
Over? For over. You too, Sylvia?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ian?
Way over.
Oh.
How
many hours a day?
Mahoney, how many hours do you think? Is it up to an hour a day for you?
I'd say 30 to an hour on any given day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say I'm about maybe 25 minutes, hour a day.
I'm not doing, you know, business time isn't happening the entire time in there. I feel like this study may need to take into account cell phone usage now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's interesting about this study is that it just seems way off. It says 1/5 of us feel weird if we don't have our phone with us on the toilet. 1/5?
20%?
What?
What are the other 80% of people doing where you don't feel weird if you don't have your phone? If I sit down on the toilet and I don't have my phone, you do that thing where you like waddle, like your shorts still around your feet. No. You go there, waddle over to the counter where your phone is and grab it and waddle back.
I cracked the door. Hey, babe!
You do?
Hey!
What?
I love my phone! On the
wait, before you do it or after?
Oh, no.
Sometimes in the
or
middle.
Or during.
Does she actually open the door and like throw it into you?
Slide it under the door.
I'm just sliding under the door. Like a Mission Impossible scene.
I was going to say, like, you open that door and woof.
Yeah.
I just stop going to the bathroom. I'm like, okay.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, no. I'll just stop and go get my phone. Midstream, I'm fine with that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a lot of weird things going on down there now because of that.
Women are more likely than men to strike up a conversation in a public bathroom, which, as a guy, I can tell you, totally unacceptable. I don't care if you are my best friend. This is not the time to be talking to each other.
I hate that.
It can wait until afterwards.
I hate that so much.
When like women talk to you?
Yeah. Like when you're in the bathroom and you're using it, and they're in the bathroom and they're using it, and they start, like, they strike up a conversation.
Yeah.
Like nothing needs to be talked right now.
Leave me alone.
Just because we are relieving ourselves at the same moment doesn't mean we have anything else in common.
That doesn't make us connected.
No. Shut up. And or also stop taking phone calls. In a public bathroom.
Nope.
It's acceptable to do it in your own bathroom if they don't know.
I feel you will know.
The echo.
Yeah, it's the echo that gives it away.
It's a very distinct echo.
How can you avoid that?
What other room are you in that sounds like that? None.
Anytime, like if you and I were like talking to our agent or something like that, we're on a conference call, man, half the time I'm in the bathroom.
Well, I know, but you don't ever say anything. And that's why when he asks you a question, it takes you 4 minutes and you go, yeah? Yes. Yes. Because you have it muted. Because you're blowing it up. We all know. You're not tricking anyone. We know.
You didn't know.
Stinky ass. You're crapping up this. You were crapping up this conference call. We all know, man.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney. You don't know my life.
It is time for Know the Show. 702-791-1075 is the phone number if you know the answer to this question.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Yeah, I'm not putting any thought into a Halloween costume. The most unique I would one year, I put on an old dress and a wig. Then I kept doing keg stands. Yeah.
So Mahoney basically dressed as a lady for Halloween one year, but a very specific lady.
Yeah.
And we're trying to figure out if you know the answer to that. It will win you a $50 gift card to Aces and Ales, where you can go enjoy some beer and they have a great kitchen up there and watch some football.
Sounds good.
I want a Halloween contest.
With you that? Want a Halloween costume contest while dressed as this person?
Just that it was like a house party contest.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, there were you know still you know like $100 or something like that.
$100.
That'll work. Wow.
Pretty good.
House party?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
X107.5. Good morning. What's your name? Nope.
Yeah, turn that on.
Push that all button. Right. Okay. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Andy.
Andy, correct answer is?
Cher.
There you go.
If I could turn back time.
If you ran into Mahoney dressed as Cher and you didn't at first notice the beard and you just started accidentally making out with him.
I was clean shaven back
then. Oh, my.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Would you stop once you realized that it was Mahoney dressed as Cher or just realize that you're already too far in and just keep going?
I think at that point you're just too far in.
Yeah.
You just keep going with it.
Do you?
Yeah.
I was talking to Andy.
But still.
Yeah.
Answering for him.
I would just think he's lost from Boulder Highway, but okay.
I could see if Mahoney ever hits real rock bottom, we're going to find him out in front of that bar laundromat over on Boulder Highway.
I want to do the, should I do the Cher full body thong costume standing on the deck of an aircraft carrier?
Oh, yeah.
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 That's how I picture you.
That is the sexiest of all Chers.
And on that note, good day.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. Golden West, home means Nevada to me. One more time now, home means Nevada to me.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.